quite honestly, James, I don't expect much to come out of that extraordinary meeting, because let's remember this. The war in the Democratic Republic of Congo did not start yesterday or last week or last month. This war has been going on for years. SADC has been looking on. It has held meetings after meetings before, and nothing of substance has come out. They have never been able to stop the war. Actually, under the current chairperson of SADC, which is Zimbabwe, there have already been three, if I'm not mistaken, extraordinary meetings specifically called to address the issue in the DRC. And even as recent as only 2 months ago or a month ago, they even went to the extent of holding a joint meeting between the Southern African Development Community and the East African countries. And still, nothing came out of it. If anything, the M23 rebels continue to make significant inroads. They're capturing more towns in the eastern part of the DRC. And yet, SADC is just talk after talk after talk. They're not even negotiating. There's never been any talk of the Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi meeting with his Rwandan counterpart, Paul Kagame, whom they accused for backing and funding the M23 rebels.
But there's a new offer that the M23 is willing to talk, and I think also Angola would like to get these two together to talk.
Yes, you see, now that's where the issue is. They talk about talking, but there's never any talking, because the people that matter are the ones that are directly involved in this conflict. We already know that Rwanda is involved, Burundi is involved, ostensibly on the side of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and of course the DRC itself is involved. Then we also have a few forces from SADC, South Africa, and so forth, who are there supposedly for peacekeeping. But the main antagonists, DRC, Burundi, and Rwanda, why are they not talking? And interestingly, the DRC president himself has never attended any of the recent meetings that have been held to address the issues in his own country. So the issue would be, why is SADC even bothering to sit down and call for these extraordinary meetings when the main player himself is not interested in attending? What is the point?
You mentioned the SADC troops in the DRC. Are they still there, or what role are they playing?
They are still there. That's what we are being told. But as you'd remember, quite a number of them are being killed. Recently, South Africa lost quite a significant number of their troops in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And in some reports that we've received over the past months, most of these SADC forces are actually encircled by the M23 rebels. They're actually being protected by the M23 rebels at times. And if the reports that we are receiving are anything to go by, they are even receiving food from M23 rebels, because they are encircled by the M23 rebels. They've been cut off from all supplies. So they are practically dependent on their own adversaries.